George Harris and Jack Evans first met at a party in Dallas in 1961. They lived together and they sold residential real estate together. George is 82, Jack is 85. On Friday morning, they showed up to the Records Building in downtown Dallas wearing dark jackets and burgundy-colored ties.
Well, I'm excited to see so many people down here. You know, I just, love is everywhere, and that's a great thing.
That's George. He was on the sixth floor, which was packed with couples waiting for marriage licenses, onlookers, and media.
We never thought we'd see the day, and we're very excited, and we've waited a long time for it.
Then it was time for the ceremony. Dozens packed the courtroom. Judge Denise Garcia, a friend of theirs from church, asked if she could call them Jack and George.
Jack, will you have George to be your lawful wedded husband? Will you love, honor, and comfort him in sickness and in health until death do you part?
The judge told them that marriage is solemn, an occasion to be entered into seriously.
Inasmuch as Jack and George have covenanted together in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before this company, and have pledged their love and faith to each other by joining hands, by the authority vested in me, by the Constitution of the United States.
There was loud, boisterous applause for the happy couple. The judge declared they were married, spouses for life. Stella Chavez, KERA News.